From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Kevin Foley reading Piercing the Darkness by Frank E. Peretti. Now let's begin with Piercing the Darkness. Chapter 1. It could have begun in any town. Bacon's Corner was nothing special, just one of those little farming towns far from the interstate. Nothing more than a small, hollow dot on the AAA road map, with exit signs that offered gas, no lodging, maybe a little food if the place was open, and little more. But it began in Bacon's Corner. It was a normal Tuesday evening. The workday was over. Supper was on in most of the homes. The stores were locking up. The tavern was filling up. All the employees at the Bergen Door Company had clocked out, and the security guard was checking the locks. Mr. Myers' son was bringing all the lawnmowers and tillers in for the night at the Myers Feed and Farm store. The lights were winking out in the local mercantile. Two retirees sat in their chairs in front of the barber shop, putting in their idle hours. The fields and farms right across the Toe Springs Claytonville Road was getting warmer and greener with each day, and now the evening breeze was carrying a lot of mid-April smells. Apple and cherry blossoms, plowed dirt, a little mud, some cattle, some manure. It was a normal Tuesday evening. No one expected anything unusual. No one saw or heard a thing. No one could have. But the commotion started behind a dismal little rented farmhouse just south of Fred Potter's place. A flapping, a fluttering, a free-for-all, and then a cry, a long, eerie shriek, an echoing, slobbering wail that raced into the forest like a...